There we go.
Continuing with Ginsburg on 30th August 76.
Yes, it is something, I don't know. You must see, it is possible some about conference, some short note. I don't remember. Right. All it is a collection with was my paper and his, but I don't remember.
Okay. Well, anyway,
but
you were talking.
Yes. We had such ideas and it was published in some places. It was special collections. I don't remember how to use satellites for different kind of research.
Right.
It takes place.
Well, when was this ever done in the Soviet Union? Radio astronomy from satellites. When was the first time?
Yes. It was done. But I have connection only with these ideas, but the results, it was by this Gorky group, Benediktov and other.
I
don't remember. Very exciting. It was long waves, there are something, but it's not
right.
Impressive as far as I remember.
About when was that? Do you remember?
Sorry?
About when?
It is in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yes, but I don't remember. They have done something and also used satellites to ionospheric research, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Put here a question mark because
I'll check that.
Not quite correct here. As far as I remember.
Now, you have a book in 59 with Belofa on design of parabolic antennas.
No. It is definitely not I.
Maybe there's another Ginsburg.
Yes, Ginsburg is very...
Is there another Ginsburg?
Balara.
Belova, O-V-A.
No. It is definitely. In this, his is possibly some misunderstanding, and this cross out.
Okay.
It is... I have a lot of books, but this I haven't. Definitely.
Well, I didn't think
because,
so.
Because, no... Right. It is.
It's probably another Ginsburg.
Yes, it is quite a common name.
Okay. So that probably explains this
yes,
too.
Cross this altogether. Not this, but this.
But both of these. Yeah.
Yes. No. Here it is something in this. Possibly.
Okay.
The right.
I'll check
quotation,
these.
But
right.
This is wrong.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask about the pulsar.
Yes.
Business. Now, my study is ending in the early 60s because it gets to be too big a field then.
Yes.
But I am going to go to the discovery of the pulsars, and I have talked with a number of the people at Cambridge, and of course there's a famous story relative to you, and I was wondering if you'd be really willing to tell it to me.
It is that I was there and they told me nothing.
Now, were you visiting the Cavendish lab or was it another?
No, I will tell you the story. I was only once in my life, unfortunately, I was living abroad for a rather with my wife for a rather long time. It was just Cambridge. We stayed for 3 months in the end of 67. And I was there, an overseas fellow of the Churchill College.
I see.
And I had 2 Scott lectures on the origin of cosmic rays. And I spoke with all these people. And I am, may I say, if it is not more, I am quite open man. I do not like have any secrets. I never hide anything of science, and immediately I tell in Russia.
Right.
And in sometimes somebody steals something, but it is think about this, it is too complicated.
Yes,
so,
right, I agree.
So,
I agree.
All right. So I was there, and atmosphere was very friendly, and I like Ryle, especially, and other people. So when I come back to Russia, I just come back in the end of January of 68. Yes?
Right.
And Pulsars was published.
In Nature, yeah.
And my first was very uneasiness about it. I was there, so they think that I'm a robber or something like
right.
this. It was this uneasiness. I remember, by the way, that I was going around their lab and possibly once even met this Miss Bell and others. They say something about, I'm not interested in apparatus, so I haven't inquired them.
Right.
And of course I wouldn't ask myself. I suppose that they would say that as well.
Yes, right.
So it has become clear that they have a secret and I knew nothing. So my first feeling was bad. But afterwards, and I am very glad that it happened with me, afterwards I understood them.
Yes.
That is the point. That if they wouldn't tell only me, it would be wrong. But they haven't told to anybody.
Right.
And there is full right. So not thinking about anything. I not wrote them, I forgive you. I was excited with pulsars and I wrote a popular booklet and
right.
some article in Russian saying this story and saying that my first impression was bad, saying what I said to you.
Right.
But
right.
Now I understand that they have rights, that they have wished to do this in quietly, yeah. Good, etc., etc. And I sent simply to Langeyev or to somebody else right. Who was no Russian, without any idea. But because they were claimed that they have secret, etc., for them it was interesting. And they even translated this and put on the blackboard or something.
I see.
That is the whole story. So I, in good relation
right.
With them.
Right, and I think that you said that there was no hard feelings at the Brighton meeting in 1970.
Of course, no. Right. You see, it would be very stupid. There are such people who is very... Possibly if I was young, I can not understand, but now I understand such things. It right. Is nothing personal.
If you were the director of an institute that discovered pulsars, do you think you might do the same thing with the secrecy?
Possibly, I know. I would know. I wouldn't have such a hard mood, and because I openly speak everything, I wouldn't do this. But I cannot accuse them that they have done.
So
it is nothing wrong.
Right. But so I mean, even if you had very good evidence that you had contact with extraterrestrial intelligence or something, you don't think you'd be able to keep it a secret?
Personally, I'm such a man that I wouldn't keep secret, but I understand them. And for them it was more dangerous than for anybody, because if anybody else found the same pulsar, they would how they would prove that they had it.
Right.
So I say that it is all right.
Okay.
And in fact, it is now, it is possibly partly secret, but I just propose them for the Nobel Prize. One of the, possibly many, but I received this questionnaire from the Nobel
right.
Committee, and I propose really huge. The only mistake possibly I made, that I have to propose three. It is possible to give to three, why not to give also to Miss Bell?
Right.
Bell Burnham.
Right.
I simply haven't thought about this. It is not anything against her. I don't know her either. But it would be better to give to three to avoid all this
trouble that's come up, yeah.
But that is the story if you like.
Now, I was just looking at the 1946 paper on the Sun, and I don't think I have the Russian version here, unfortunately.
I also have the Russian version here.
Because I want... You say here that considerable interest attaches to the possibility of directly determining the temperature of the corona in connection with the conjecture that this temperature reaches a million degrees. It sounds like it wasn't certain that...
At that time, how to prove... Yes, quite correct translation. As far as I remember, at that time, it was indirect evidence that the temperature is high due to lines, etc.
Right.
And just with this method, it's possible to measure.
Okay, let me see if there are any other questions I have. In a paper, the last sentence, in a paper being prepared for publication...
Oh, possibly he has
discusses prepared. The reflection...
Yes. Possibly he haven't prepared anything. Only he died soon.
Do you think you could possibly check if there was a paper? Because I'd be very interested in...
My advice to you is of the following. Definitely this book are of the good library. It is collected paper by Papaleksi. When he died, it was a collected paper. Everything is there. So
I'll definitely check that. Let me make a note of that. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was that very shortly after the war, the three groups successfully bounced radar off the moon.
Yes.
In America, in Hungary, there was this fellow Bay.
Yes.
And there was also in the Soviet Union. Now, do you know anything about the effort in the Soviet Union?
No, I don't know. I definitely know that Papaleksi haven't done it. He also wished.
It was someone
and
else.
And I even don't remember who have done it.
I'm afraid I don't remember the names either.
No, I also. I cannot say anything about this.
Okay. Papaleksi question.
Cannot say anything. You make a hard work. But it's interesting.
Oh, I find it very interesting. When I get tired of doing science, I do history of science.
Yes, of course it is.
I wanted to ask you about how your opinion of the importance of this paper by Getmansev in 52.
Cosmic electrons. Yes, I know this paper.
It seems like this is an important paper to me. Do you agree with
yes,
that?
Yes, I agree. But in fact, you
the
see...
The Russian is in the back.
Yes. But may I translate you the end?
Yes.
And I hope... The author is thankful to Professor Weill Ginsburg for standing of the problem of this investigation and remarks which he made in the course of preparation.
Right.
So he was my graduate, and I told him, "No, look."
You were guiding him.
One step further of this my 551.
Right.
So I'm.
Right.
It is no case that I would. It is the first paper when this formula was possibly with alpha, etc. But
right.
I would, between us, don't use this in the writing things.
Right.
I wouldn't anything about him. But of course, I can myself to put
the
power law spectrum in.
Sure. It's here in the English translation also.
What it is? The other is in the. For setting the. Theme, what it is?
Theme.
Yeah. Of this study. Of course, I sent him, take that spectrum
right.
and.
Right.
I did, but
see how it works.
I never subscribe other work. We can do it together or something.
Where did
and afterwards, we had a common paper by him and Fratkin published in this volume. Well, it is all included, including this.
Where did the idea for the power law spectrum come from? Was that measured in the proton?
No, it is simply, I don't remember exactly. But it is natural to take power law, the simplest, and in cosmic rays, so I do not see here anything.
Okay. Let's see, did I have anything else?
Save your...
Oh, the tape is nothing, this is...
It is interesting,
the time is
I would say something. And it is interesting to hear your own voice in these things. We are speaking about the history of radio astronomy. It is very interesting, exciting field.
Right.
Please put it how it sounds.
Okay. I'd like to ask you, if you look back over the development of radio astronomy from World War II to the beginning of the 1960s, do you have any general comments that you could make on how it's developed?
History of radio astronomy? Oh, as usual in this case, many mistakes, many lost possibilities. If we can come back, for instance, you see, I always was in a very difficult position because I do not observe myself and do not make experiments, so I always have to persuade somebody to do. And I persuaded, but my experience is very bad indeed. To persuade anybody to do anything is very hard. I remember one story. It was Van der Holst proposed this, or in fact, it possibly Professor Oort proposed. I don't remember who proposed.
Van der Holst,
But he, it is also the same thing.
Right.
I remember he asked, look what can be in hydrogen. After this remark, everybody would understand
well,
this.
Well, that's not true. But,
but it is not. I don't know this really and have nothing against him. So. Omit this, please, of course.
Right.
But I think that in any case, I remember very well that it was absolutely clear that we must have hydrogen in the late 40s. And we spoke to people, do this. Oh, it is very difficult, very difficult. And afterwards, I remember one thing. When, I don't know who observed first, detected first the hydrogen.
Ewan and Purcell.
Yes. When it was done, I remember that one our man come to me and said, why you do not insist it?
Right.
It was so easy.
Right.
Why you do not persuaded me?
Right.
And it is many things. For instance, these things about occultation with sun occultation.
Right.
That you can use this Fresnel diffraction. It was... In 47, it was in short terms, I mentioned already in that paper.
Right.
With Getmansov, it was everything already, formula, all thing. Why not to do?
Right.
And nobody wished to do. The same thing with polarization. And I must mention this about polarization of radio waves. It is just, I claim that it is my idea about polarization of radio waves. And you would see this in these collections.
Right.
53,
55. Are you talking about the galactic background now?
Galactic background and sources that they have to be polarized, that it is proof of synchrotron theory. And also, nobody wished to do afterwards, Razin, who also was my postgraduate, have done something.
Right.
But it's very difficult to convince people to do something. They look for you, possibly you are not correct, and it is possible. They look for other. And also, I understand people, but in any case, if I'm answering your question about history, Looking back, I see that it was possible to do much more.
Right.
Even I was able to do much more. But what to say? We always make mistakes. And
well, that's the way to get
But it is really a very bright development, and may I say on the high note, to say that I'm very, very happy indeed that during my lifetime, I hope that not all the lifetime, or part of lifetime, I have seen many exciting and very interesting things connected with this development and take active part in it. So I have some, I feel some satisfaction. But in fact, the dissatisfaction is even on the same footing as satisfaction.
Okay,
this is a study.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That ends the interview with Ginsberg on 30th August 76.